Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ughfirahu. Wa na'uz billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdi Allah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulullah. صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من زار بقبري وجبت له شفاعتي. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Ulama Ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very perfect, easy deed to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete Shariat governed by the Quran, the Sunnah, and the way of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the respected elders, today I would like to mention a few points concerning Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, the atmosphere has begun already, the people are proceeding and getting ready and preparing for Hajj. And when a person goes for Hajj, then generally, South Africans go to Madinatul Munawwara first and then go to Makkatul Mukarramah. Respected elders, and many of us who go to Madinatul Munawwara, we do not know the history of it, what to do there, how to react, how to behave, what are the etiquette and adabs of Medina. As a result, unfortunately, both in Makkah and in Medina, sometimes we go there without appreciating the place and valuing it. Therefore, we walk around aimlessly. Respected elders, Madinatul Munawwara is about 455 kilometers away from Makkatul Mukarramah. And the old name for Medina was Yathrib. I will discuss why it was called Yathrib, etc. later. But that was the old name. And in Makkatul Mukarramah, the tribe of Jur'um, they settled there. And this tribe of Jur'um had come from Yemen. And Amalika was the tribe settled in Medina, the old Yathrib. And Amalika and Jur'um, both of them came from Yemen. And from the progeny of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam had two sons. From their progeny, one proceeded to Makkah and one proceeded to Medina. Because at that time in Yemen there was drought and famine, and shortage of rain and shortage of food. So these two tribes, they proceeded, one to Makkah, one to Medina. I've explained to you how they came into Makkatul Mukarramah when I discussed about Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. So they came and settled there. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the Amalika settled in Medina, then the Bani Israel offshoots from Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they came also there. And there were many battles after that day. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam should constantly go to the cave of Hira and to meditate. From that cave he was able to see the Kaaba, and in the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam got him up and told him to read Ikra. And he said, "Wama ana bikari." I am not amongst those who can read. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he embraced him. And again told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, "I cannot read. I am not amongst those who can read." Then Jibreel alayhi salam pressed him, embraced him for third time. Then the surah Ikra was revealed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from the mountain, perspiring. And there also he saw Jibreel alayhi salam, but this time Jibreel alayhi salam in full glory. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every direction I looked, above or below, side or left, the whole sky was covered with Jibreel alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his wife
and began to say, Zambiluni, Zambiluni, cover me up, because now he was perspiring. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha covered Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated what happened. So they went to Warqa bin Nawfal. Warqa bin Nawfal was a man of scriptures. He had studied the previous scriptures, the scriptures of the Jews and the scriptures of the Christians. And he was uncle of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So when they told him everything, then Warqa bin Nawfal said that what you are describing to me is the angel which brings the revelation. And he said, this is the same Namus that came to Musa alayhi salam, same one is coming to you now. And then he told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish I would be there when your people will exile you, will tell you to leave this place, will tell you to leave this place. I wish I were there to help you at that time. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shocked and surprised. He said, the people are going to take me out of my own place, or own area. So Warqa ibn Nawfal again repeated what he said. However, then history proves that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the harassment and the onslaught of the kuffar and mushriks of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he first sent the Sahaba to Abyssinia. Later, after the first pledge of Aqaba, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Musayyib ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Madinah al-Munawwarah. And he also told the Sahaba that now general permission has been given that you can go now to Madinah al-Munawwarah. At that time still called Yazrib. Later, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and another guy, they proceeded. When the order was given, that now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must go from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah. Yeah, respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a lot of dua and also was grieved that he has to leave, first of all, his birthplace. Secondly, the best place on the surface of the earth. Ulama Ikram have made lengthy discussions on this, and it is unanimous that Makkah al-Mukarramah in whole is higher in status than Madinah al-Munawwarah. Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Ulama Ikram have stated that his status is higher than Madinah al-Munawwarah, except the place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he proceeded. And when he came, after the cave incident, etc., when he came near the place called Quba, now Quba, Masjid al-Qiblatayn, and all the surrounding masjids are part and parcel of Madinah al-Munawwarah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came towards Quba. And people there in Madinah did not know who exactly was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah, the Muslim population at that time in Madinah was about 500. Later, very quickly, it increased to 1,500. The Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynaqa, their population, etc. was 5,000 when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in order to let the people know who Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, he began to shame him. So the people must know that, because Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was much looking elder than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sheltered Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the people identified that this is the Rasul of Allah, this is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, at Quba, the Banu Najjar, there was a tribe there, Banu Najjar, the little girls of Banu Najjar, they were reading some poetry. Salal Badru Alayna, the famous poems, they recited it then on the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the welcome song for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, because we hear it these days in tapes and many people recite it, it wasn't recited like that. Now it is all tuned up and put rhythm and everything. You understand? There those little girls, immature, nabalig children were reading it. No rhythm, no rhyme, no tone, no tune, nothing. These days when we hear it on tapes, we think that those people were doing it very professionally. There they recited one line. And they say, and this comes in Bukhari, that Nabi, we have got a Nabi amongst us who know what is going to happen tomorrow. We have got a Nabi amongst us who knows what is going to happen tomorrow. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he immediately stopped them. He said, no, no, this is not the case. I do not know what is going to happen tomorrow. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is going to happen tomorrow. At the place of Quba, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stayed there, according to some narrations, for about 14 days. And he also began to construct the Masjid of Quba. And it is reported that if you go to Quba once a week, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make it a point of going to Quba once a week. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they also should go to Quba once a week. And if a person, inshallah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him from Madinah to Munawwara, he also goes to Quba once a week. It is stated in the hadith that if you make wuzu properly and you go to Quba, then it is like you have put on ihram. And when you go there and you make two rakats of salat, you will get the nafil salat, you will get the reward of making the thawab of a hajj. As you make four rakats of salat, nafil salat, you will get the reward of hajj and umrah. So, brothers who go there should make it a point, why thawab we require, thawab is something that all of us lack. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded from there. When he came inside, passed through the locality of the Banu Salim, and there he made the first Jummah. There he performed the first Jummah, and he gave a lengthy Jummah speech. Lengthy meaning, he gave a speech there at Jummah time. After that, he proceeded into the old Yathrib, into Madinatul Munawwara. Now, every Sahabi who was there wanted Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay at his house. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he let his camel loose. He said, wherever the camel stops, inshallah, we will stay there. So the camel came and stopped where today Masjid al-Nabawi is, where the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. The camel came and stopped there. And this property was belonging to two orphans, Sahal and Suhail. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he negotiated with them. They wanted to give him the land free. He said, no, I will have to buy it from you. So he bought it, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and who paid for it. Paid for it. Meanwhile, obviously the land is vacant. The nearest house was Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there. And he stayed there until the masjid and the house of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constructed. House of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it does not mean something like what we say, house, our house. We'll describe it for you, inshallah. At Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in the bottom. He had a double story. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, Ya Rasulullah, that you stay on top. Because Sahabi said that I cannot have Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam staying in the bottom and I am staying on top. This will be not ethical, against mannerism and respect for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I with my family are staying on top and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the bottom. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam convinced him and said, see that people are coming often to meet me, so I rather stay in the bottom and you on top. Stated that Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu once, water fell down on top. And he took out his clothing, between he and his wife, they took out the clothing and they drenched that water so that the water may not drip and cause inconvenience to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the bottom. This was love for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no water must drip on him. No water must drip on him. Today everything we are doing, and everything we are doing in the name of Islam, everything unfortunately, contrary to the name of Islam, and still we say we love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when anybody says something against Islam and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran and Hadith, and the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, we do not have the guts to say anything against. Respected elders, the masjid was now under construction. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took part himself in that construction. It was 100 hands by 100 hands. That is the figure that we are getting. And the room of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constructed. The room of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he is buried at the moment, that was the room. And adjacent to his room was the room later of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after that, you get a raised platform. These days when you come from Bab al-Jibra'il, you'll see the raised platform on your left hand side. That raised platform was called for the Ashab al-Sufa. The Ashab al-Sufa, they were the poor Sahaba. Generally, the poor Sahaba, the people of the portico, or the people of the platform. They should spend all the time on the platform, and they should keep on learning from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and teaching themselves. They stayed there most of the time. And whatever food Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got extra, he should give it to the people of the platform, the Ashab al-Sufa. In fact, he loved them so much that many a time that he himself gave away his own food and essentialities to the Ashab al-Sufa because they were learning the deen and also later becoming the teachers of the deen. Sahaba should take turns also, that some of them should stay there on the platform learning the deen while others were working, partnership. So when another partner comes back on the platform, then the next one goes away. Respected elders, so this was constructed. Sahaba who came from Makkah al-Mukarramah, now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they began to get sick, and fever now got hold of them, and heavy fever. It is reported Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went to visit Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was having heavy fever and sweating and perspiring. And there, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also recited some poetry in front of Hazrat Bilal, saying him that the fever has now reached such an extent that the angel of death is right near your soul to take right near your soles of your feet to take your soul away. So sick he was. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter made dua that Ya Allah, now not only Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who was sick or fever, most of the Sahaba who came from Makkah had the ailment of the fever. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Ya Allah, take this fever away from Makkah, from Madina to Munawwara. Take this fever away from here. And it is reported that it went away to a place called Jaffa. And that was the place of the enemies of Islam, that the whole fever, etc. was transferred onto those people. Now, ulama ikram have written that after the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the changing of the name Yazrib to Medina or Yazrib to Taiba, there are many specialities attached to Madina to Munawwara. One is that the air, the abu hawa, the air, the environment, etc. is pakiza, is completely pure, wholesome, fresh. And those brothers who have been to Madina to Munawwara will know and bear testimony to the fact that the air is extremely fresh there and a person feels very, very fresh. Secondly, that the dates have got extraordinary taste there as they ripen quickly and they go throughout the entire world. They have got lot of nourishment and food ingredients in it. Thirdly, that the itar of Madina, its fragrance is increased automatically when it is in Madina to Munawwara compared to any part of the world. The itar itself increases in fragrance. Yazrib, as I told you, this was one of the son's name of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. And this name in itself, according to the dictionary, is not very good. It means that to make a sin and hide behind the sin, or to be abusive, and to make lamtan, to accuse and be accused. And also it means to be vengeful, revengeful, and unconditionally regretful. In the Quran, this word is used. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, he addressed his brothers after they came, he said, La tazriba alaykum al-yawm. That today there is no revenge upon you, no accountability on you. Although you are wrong, but today nothing on you. Same words Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used after the conquest of Mecca. The next morning when the kuffar and the mushrikeen came to him, he told them this as, La tazriba alaykum al-yawm. Today there is no revenge on you, no vengeance on you. You are allowed, you can go away free. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name and called it Madina. Now the word Madina means that a place of submission, a place of submission. So there we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we submit to the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we submit to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we submit to the laws, commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the shariat of Islam. So meaning submission, the ulama ikram has written the word Madina meaning submission, obedience. We are obedient to Allah, obedient to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to the commandments of Allah and Rasul and the Sunnah. Also it means a place of establishment. You can establish something there. And historically, the first Islamic state was established from Madinah to Munawwara, and from there, the government of Islam was established, and spread of Islam took place. It was used as a headquarters from there, everywhere. The entire Hijaz was taken over from Madinah to Munawwara. Also, it means a place where, with safety and security and comfort, you can establish a home of security, a house of security. So a person can place his house there, put his house there, or construct his building there, and know that it is secure. And respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the name Tayyiba for it. When he came back from the expedition of Tabuk, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on entry into Madinah al-Munawwara, then he said that hazihi Tayyiba, that this is the pure place, that this is the park place. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah, when he went to Madinah, he said, now I go to my resting place, the place of my burial. Respected elders, this word Yazrib, ulama ikram have made discussions on it and stated that we must not utilize it anymore. Yes, if we are narrating history, etc., and recording history, then we can use and explain to the public and the people that Madinah al-Munawwara was called Yazrib. But now, if a person intentionally, willfully, purposefully, he does not use the word Madinah and he uses the word Yazrib, according to some ulama ikram, that you have done great injustice to Madinah al-Munawwara and you should regard it as a major sin, and to make talafi for it, to repent for it. According to some scholars, you must go there 9 times to visit Madinah al-Munawwara, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive you. Respected elders, Madinah al-Munawwara has got many names. In a kitab called Tariq Madinah, the history of Madinah, the author has listed and explained 19 names for Madinah al-Munawwara, giving each name and why it is called and what is the beauty and specifications of it. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Madinah al-Munawwara, now he settled there, and every action of Islam started taking place there. It is reported, I want to clarify one point which comes to mind, that it is stated in the hadith that Dajjal will not enter Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara. It will come right near that place. And the question arises that in Madinah al-Munawwara or Makkah al-Mukarramah, that how come sometimes they are kuffar there? They are kuffar present in Makkah al-Mukarramah, etc. And as you know, that unfortunately, there is a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that towards the latter part, there will be 3 earthquakes in Madinah al-Munawwara. 3 earthquakes in Madinah al-Munawwara, which will separate the Muslims from the Munafiqeen and the Kuffar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after the 3 earthquakes, all the Munafiqeen and all the Kuffar will run away from Madinah al-Munawwara, and only the Muslims will be left in Madinah al-Munawwara. And then he stated that Dajjal is able to enter every place besides Madinah al-Munawwara and Makkah al-Mukarramah. Also, another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the people of Madinah al-Munawwara must not be harmed. You should not try to injure them, harm them, or deceive them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dissolve the person who harms the people of Madinah al-Munawwara, how salt dissolves in water. That's how those people will be dissolved and taken out. The salt, their haysiyat, their position, and their being will be dissolved. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith stated about Madinah al-Munawwara, he said it is like a furnace. It is like a furnace, that how the blacksmith uses the furnace to remove the dirt from the iron. Madinah al-Munawwara is like a furnace removing the dirt. Removing the dirt, so the people who don't deserve to be in Madinah al-Munawwara, they are automatically removed somehow or the other away from Madinah al-Munawwara. That is why it was always the desire of our elders and pious predecessors that to stay in Madinah al-Munawwara and pass away in Madinah al-Munawwara. To this extent, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made dua that, Ya Allah, that guard me shahadat in your path. Make me shahadat in your path and make me die in Madinah al-Munawwara. So people were worried that and concerned, how come Shahadat is your path and plus death in Madina to Munawwara? We know that he was assassinated whilst making the Salah in Madina to Munawwara, and he passed away in Madina to Munawwara, very near Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders, there are many aspects now in future we will discuss about Madina to Munawwara, about the various masjid about Madina to Munawwara, the construction of the homes of the wives of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how it opened up into the Masjid al-Nabawi, the member of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Riyaz bin Riyaz al-Jannah, the garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah, which is Ma Bayna Kabri wa Mimbari, which is between the Kabr and the member of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The member itself, when it was constructed, how it was constructed, who constructed it, before that, what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should lead on, and what happened after that, how to enter the Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and give salam, and what is the preparation when we go into Madina to Munawwara itself. And respected elders, the various sutun, the various pillars which are there in the Masjid al-Nabawi, and the history behind each pillar, then the construction of the Green Dome, when it took place, how it took place, the reaction of the people, then the fatwa of the ulama concerning it, and the Turkish rule over Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama, their construction and subsequent construction now that has taken place in the present era. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders, grant us ability to appreciate these places, these blessed places. And also a masala to be discussed is that what happens when a person passes away in Madinatul Munawwara? Are there any virtues in it? What should be done there? One quick point before I terminate, because is to read 40 salat in the Masjid al-Nabawi. This is not farz, this is not wajib, this is not sunnah. This is good. This is preferred, praiseworthy, nice action. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, yes, the person who makes 40 salat, takbira tahrima, takbira ula, with jamaat there, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove nifaq and hypocrisy from his heart, and one riwayat save him from the fire of Jahannam. So that is why we like to make the 40 salat there. But remember, from a jurisprudent point of view, it is not faraz, wajib or sunnat, it is good. Also to read salat in the Jannat ki Tukhra, that's what we call it, where those white carpets are between the mimbar and the grave of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it, you have chance to do it, it is not faraz, wajib or sunnah, yes, it is good. Not to go there and fight and push and get guna for doing what we are doing there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand deen and practice deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.